Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. New York and New Jersey may not be in play in the presidential race, but we do have some important swing districts for control of Congress. We've invited the candidates from four of the most contested House races in our area. Today we'll talk to Democrat Tom Suozzi and Republican Jack Martins, running for the open seat in the 3rd Congressional District in New York State. If Steve Israel is your congressman now, this is your district, as he's retiring at the end of the year. This is a North Shore district that runs from the foot of the Whitestone Bridge in Queens, out past Northport in Suffolk County, and as far south as Bethpage and Plainview in the middle of the island. Each candidate will get about 10 minutes. Democrat Tom Suozzi first. He served 2 terms as Nassau County Executive, 4 terms as Mayor of Glen Cove, and ran against Elliot Spitzer for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in 2006. Mr. Suozzi, welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Doing all right. So you lost the county executive seat to Ed Mangano in 2009, and you've been out of government since. What have you been doing?
I worked for Lazard Frere as a senior advisor on public-private partnerships. I worked as an attorney and a consultant for some other businesses and spent a lot more time with my family.
What do you consider the 2 biggest issues facing the people of the district today that it's Washington's job to deal with?
You know, everybody in my district is concerned about the same things everybody nationwide is, about national security, about economic security, about the future of our democracy. But locally, people are very interested in preserving and protecting Long Island Sound and looking out for our drinking water. And we have some federal facilities within the district that are very important, the Northport VA. We've got the Merchant Marine Academy, and there's a big federal Superfund site in Bethpage related to the old Grumman facility that's been there for 40 years and gotten worse. So, I mean, there's so many other things. One of my flaws is I get interested in just about everything.
Well, Congress has been so polarized, more or less Democrats vote as a block and Republicans vote as a block. So should it come down to which basic philosophy people prefer when choosing between you and Jack Martins?
No. You know, people are very discouraged about politics these days. I mean, everybody I've talked to, I'm sure people you've talked to and your listeners have talked to, say things like, I don't like either candidate. And, you know, they're just so frustrated. And people that are my friends and family members say things like, you know, why do you want to run for Congress? You can't get anything done anyway. So people are just very discouraged. And that's really the problem that we face. And we need people in the United States Congress who can get things done and break through this morass that exists right now, this disillusionment and this discouragement. And to do that, you need to fight the status quo. You need to take on some very powerful forces that would like things to stay the way that they are now. I'm convinced that there are people spending, you know, $1 billion this year just to get us to hate everybody, hate the Democrats, hate the Republicans, hate the system. Everything stinks. And then nothing gets done. And when nothing gets done, the status quo stays the same. So they're fined. And that goes from everything from climate change to health care to immigration to gun violence to the shrinking middle class. I mean, we've been talking about the same issues since the 1980s.
How enthusiastically are you endorsing Hillary Clinton?
You know, I support Hillary Clinton. I'm a delegate to the Democratic National Convention. I know her personally. She did a great job for New York State when I was the county executive in Nassau County. I worked with her. I'm upset about this whole thing, like everybody else is upset about it. And my race has not really been about, you know, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. I mean, it's really not been the focus of my race, and it's not going to be the focus from here to Election Day. The focus has really been that I've got a proven record of standing up to powerful forces, picking big fights on structural important issues, taking my lumps because of it, but winning some big victories on behalf of the people I serve. And that's the big difference between my opponent and I, is that I've got a record of taking on these powerful forces, even my own party when necessary. You remember Fix Albany? I used to come on your show to talk about Fix Albany when I took on the Democrats in the Assembly and the Republicans in the State Senate for the Medicaid cap. And I ran against Elliot Spitzer, which, you know, didn't turn out very well for me. Didn't turn out very well for Elliot Spitzer, but on the property tax cap issue. So
I read that you disagree with Clinton on her tax plan. Is there something about her tax plan?
You know, I think that we as Democrats have to recognize that New York State and most of the blue states are net donors to the federal government, and we have been for quite some time. Daniel Patrick Moynihan started talking about it a long time ago. And the red states are net takers, with the exception of Texas, net takers from the federal government. And we are subsidizing South Carolina, North Carolina, and Florida and Arizona. And the people on Long Island are saying all the time, I can't afford to stay here anymore. It's too expensive. My property taxes are too high. Well, where are you going? I'm going to North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, and Arizona. So we're subsidizing suburban sprawl in other parts of the country to our own demise, while our own middle class and our own lower-income people are suffering. And we need to figure out how to keep our money in our state to help our people that are here suffering every day. So we need to bring more money back from Washington, D.C. before we spend more money in Washington, D.C.
But what does that mean in terms of federal taxes? Property taxes, which you cited, are local, of course. What is it in Hillary Clinton's tax plan?
I don't think we should raise the federal income tax.
She says on the top couple of percent is all she's proposing to raise it on.
And I'm not taking the money from New York State and sending it down to North Carolina and South Carolina and Florida and Arizona while we're suffering here with our decaying infrastructure and our sewer. We got major sewer problems on Long Island. I want to see investments here on Long Island before we send more money to Washington, D.C.
She says that money would be dedicated to a few things like free public college for anybody making under about $120,000 a year. Not a good trade-off?
Not a good trade-off if we're sending more money from the blue states, from the 3rd Congressional District to Washington, D.C., without getting the money back to our districts.
Some people are thinking Trump is not qualified to be president, but don't want to give the Democrats a free hand with the White House and Congress, so might split their tickets and vote for Clinton and a Republican for Congress. Argue to those folks that that would be a bad idea, and what you all could accomplish if there's a Democratic House and Senate, that people in a swingy district like yours might not feel is excessive.
The bottom line is I'm not advocating to people to vote for me just because I'm a Democrat or to vote against my opponent because he's a Republican. I'm advocating to people to vote for me because I've got a proven record of shaking things up and changing things on big structural issues on behalf of the people I serve, taking on very powerful interests. You know, we've been talking about climate change since 1988. Well, the oil and gas industry doesn't want us to move to a green economy. We've been talking about immigration reform since the El Salvadorian civil war and the death squads and Iran-Contra, and people fled over the border. 50,000 people came across the borders in the 1980s, and every president, Democratic and Republican, has overseen open borders. We need immigration reform in this country, but there are powerful forces that don't want that to happen, like factory farms. We've got to figure out what to do about the health insurance companies and the pharmaceutical drug companies that don't want to see us reform health insurance in the United States of America. Whatever the gun violence protection, the gun manufacturers like it the way it is now. They saw a dramatic increase in sales of assault weapons after those people were shot in Orlando. So you have to be willing to take on powerful forces and call them out, and they're going to come back at you and try and take you out. So if you want to change the status quo, you need ideas, but you need the guts to take on these powerful forces, and you also need the ability to actually win the fight. And I want people to vote for me because of my record and because of what I want to do, not just because of my party registration. But I'll take it. If you want to vote for me for my party registration, that's good, too.
Let's end with an issues lightning round. Same questions for Jack Martins and for you. Yes or no answers to yes or no questions. Would you vote yes or no on the TPP in its current form?
No.
Should the carried interest tax loophole for hedge fund income be eliminated?
Yes.
Clinton wants to repeal the Hyde Amendment that blocks Medicaid funding for abortions for poor women. Do you support Medicaid funding for abortions?
Yes.
Should the United States take at least 10,000 more Syrian refugees?
Yes.
Do you consider man-made global warming real and requiring of a strong federal response?
Yes.
Would you vote yes or no on President Obama's gun control proposals to close the background check loophole for all gun sales?
Yes.
And finally, are you open to raising the Social Security retirement age as part of a Social Security financial plan?
No. Blue-collar workers, you know, their bodies wear out by the time they're 65.
So take 30 seconds and say anything you want to the people of the district.
You know, I still believe in the United States of America, and I still believe in politics, and we can get good things done if we can get people of goodwill, Democrats and Republicans, to actually talk to each other to try and solve problems. And that's what we need to happen in this country. This election has been awful, with everybody just sniping at each other. And, you know, it's been that way for a decade. And we've got to figure out how to come together and actually solve the very real problems that have come from a global economy, that have come from the changing technology in our world today, and figure out how to solve problems on behalf of the people we serve. And I still believe that we can do that, and I've done that throughout my career, taking on powerful forces on behalf of the people I serve.
Democratic congressional candidate Tom Suozzi, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Now, the Republican candidate in the 3rd New York Congressional District race, Jack Martins. He was mayor of Mineola for 8 years before being elected to the state Senate from that part of the island. Remember, if Steve Israel is your congressman now, this is your district as he's retiring at the end of the year. This is a North Shore district that runs from the foot of the Whitestone Bridge in Queens out past Northport in Suffolk County and as far south as Bethpage and Plainview in the middle of the island. Senator Martins, thanks for doing this. Welcome to WNYC today.
Thank you for having me, Brian. Great to be here.
So what do you consider the two biggest issues facing the people of your district today that it would be Washington's job to deal with?
Two biggest issues, the economy, jobs, and infrastructure. The federal government certainly has a role in both.
Jobs and infrastructure. And how can you help with those issues in Congress if you're elected?
Well, first and foremost, taking my history in the New York State Senate, I can take my experience in as chair of labor and working with the governor and with my colleagues to try and create jobs, create an environment where jobs are viable, taxes help businesses by cutting red tape, and try to put the country back on the right track. When it comes to infrastructure, it's simple. You know, New York State spends an inordinate amount of money supporting the rest of the country. Certainly, we have been a net contributor to infrastructure around the country. It's time that some of that money came back to rebuild the infrastructure that we've relied on for our economy for the past 100 years and set the new baseline as we go forward for the next 100 years.
Congress has been so polarized, more or less Democrats vote as a block and Republicans vote as a block. Should it come down to which basic philosophy people prefer when choosing between you and Tom Suozzi?
Well, I think it comes down to the choice between two candidates. You know, we each have a history and a record. Certainly, I have a record of working not only across the aisle, but working to cut taxes, create an environment where jobs are possible and job growth is possible, and I run on my record.
A problem for Obama and Bill Clinton before him has been a Republican Congress that is the party of no that blocks anything he tries to do. Can you think of anything in Hillary Clinton's agenda that you would say yes to if she's elected president? For example, she's got an infrastructure program that she touts on the campaign trail.
Well, Brian, you know, I don't think that Bill Clinton would have been as successful as he was as a president if it weren't for the fact that he could work across the aisle with a Republican majority in Congress. But I will tell you this. I would be more than able and willing to work with Hillary Clinton on things like the environment, like focusing on our sole source aquifer here on Long Island, working on Long Island Sound and cleaning up the sound. So environmental issues, absolutely. On infrastructure, absolutely. If it's going to inure to the benefit of our constituents here on Long Island, whether it's rebuilding roads and bridges, putting people back to work, building sewers so we can deal with the nitrogen issue in our waters, absolutely. I'd be willing to work with either candidate for president to make sure that Long Island is fairly treated.
I've read that you're voting for Trump but not endorsing him. If I have that right, why shouldn't voters take that hedge as a lack of courage to really take a stand for or against his presidency?
Well, because frankly, you know, and I've said this often, I'm no more responsible for the things that Mr. Trump says than Tom is for, you know, Hillary's email servers. Let me explain. On policy issues, whether it's tax policy and cutting taxes, which I believe is extraordinarily important if we're going to move forward, be competitive, get international and multinational corporations to reinvest here in the United States and create those jobs, Secretary Clinton wants to increase taxes, which makes that very difficult. On the Affordable Care Act, Mrs. Clinton has said consistently that she is doubling down on the Affordable Care Act. I'm dealing with constituents that have had nearly a 20% increase in premiums over the last year alone when wages have been flat. And so, you know, so many of those issues that are important to our core constituents on both sides of the aisle here on Long Island are things that I believe Mrs. Clinton is wrong on, and certainly I can't and won't be endorsing or supporting her on those issues that are so critically important to the constituents here on Long Island.
The questions surrounding Trump, though, are so profound, including whether he would try to subvert democracy and push us toward a strongman form of government like with Putin, who he admires, or if he's actually psychologically unfit to be commander-in-chief, or so much of a bigot that he's un-American in his values and a great risk to women and minorities. Can you really argue that there's an upside to Trump versus Clinton that makes you voting for Trump show good judgment on your part?
Well, I believe in democracy, Brian. I truly do. I think that there are checks and balances, and certainly having good people in Congress who have good sense and certainly a record of achievement, working across the aisle, respect for others, including others in the other party, and the ability to pull people together and build consensus, that's really what this election is about. You know, there is not just one national election taking place on November 8th. There is one election taking place for president. There are going to be 435 members of Congress that are up for election on November 8th as well. And finding people of good character who have a commitment to getting things done and working in a bipartisan manner, frankly, is part of that democratic process and serves as a check on whoever is eventually elected president.
So are you saying, though, that it's less of a concern to you that Trump might act badly on some of those concerns that I listed that people have, less of a concern to you than that Clinton might try to fix rather than repeal Obamacare, or that she might raise taxes on the richest Americans?
Well, frankly, Brian, my concern is for both candidates in terms of temperament and in terms of personality or character traits. You know, my concern for Mrs. Clinton, I focused on policy issues when we had that brief exchange. My concern is also with regard to things like the Clinton Foundation, things like this email exchange and her handling of that and her judgment when it came to handling that, things like her position on and her decisions with regard to Benghazi. This is not just a one-dimensional discussion. So, frankly, all of these factors come into play. Again, I'm offering the voters a choice to vote for a person who does have a track record of working on issues that are critically important. And as a member of the New York State Senate, as a chair of the Labor Committee, you know, I have worked on some pretty interesting things here in New York State over the last 6 years. So whether it is dealing with things like paid family leave and supporting the paid family leave program that we passed here in New York State as the chair of the Labor Committee, whether it is supporting tax cuts or supporting our schools when it came to pushing back on the federal initiative in Common Core that affected all of our kids, whether it's dealing with the opioid heroin crisis in New York State, but specifically here on Long Island where it is so critically you know, and devastatingly effective, we have worked effectively to get these things done. I'd much rather actually talk to you about those policy initiatives and those qualifications, having worked to tackle the tough issues these past 6 years, than frankly make this interview about a discussion on Mr. Trump or Mrs. Clinton's qualifications.
All right. Let's end with an issues lightning round. Same questions for Mr. Swasey and for you. Yes or no answers to yes or no questions. Would you vote yes or no on the TPP in its current form?
No.
Should the carried interest tax loophole for hedge fund income be eliminated?
Yes.
Clinton wants to repeal the Hyde Amendment that blocks Medicaid funding for abortions for poor women. Do you support Medicaid funding for abortions?
No.
Should the United States take at least 10,000 more Syrian refugees?
Only if they're properly vetted.
Do you consider man-made global warming real and requiring of a strong federal response? Would you vote yes or no on President Obama's gun control proposals to close the background check loophole for gun show sales primarily?
I support background checks, fully.
Universal background checks?
Yes.
And finally, are you open to raising the Social Security retirement age as part of a Social Security financial plan?
Only prospectively, not affecting anyone who's currently in the system right now. That commitment has to be held and met.
All right. 30 seconds for anything you want to say to the voters of the 3rd District?
Sure. This election's about leadership. It's about who understands the issues that are affecting our communities right now. I have a history of not only leading on these issues, but building consensus on both sides of the aisle to make sure that these issues are addressed. So whether it is on tax policy and cutting taxes for middle-class Americans, or whether it is cutting red tape to allow our small businesses to again succeed, thrive, and create jobs, or whether it's dealing with the environment, school issues with pushing back on Common Core, or dealing with the heroin epidemic, we have not only participated but led on every initiative, and I'm asking for consideration on November 8th. Regardless of who anyone votes for, let's get out there and vote on November 8th.
Republican candidate for Congress from New York's 3rd District along the North Shore from eastern Queens to western Suffolk County, Jack Martins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
And we heard earlier from Democratic candidate Tom Suozzi, and we will continue to talk to candidates this week from the seriously contested House races in our area.